This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has attacked Iran, people familiar with the matter said, as Iranian state media reported early on Friday its forces had destroyed drones days after Iran launched a retaliatory drone strike on Israel. Reuters correspondent Lila Davies reports.
Israel has struck back at Iran. That was according to three Reuters sources on Friday. Iranian state media reported explosions near an army base in the central city of Isfahan and said drones were shot down. Reports said nearby nuclear facilities in Natanz, which the West suspects are involved in developing atomic weapons, were not damaged. The apparent strike comes days after Iran fired hundreds of drones into Israel in retaliation for the attack on the Iranian embassy in Damascus in Syria. Most of Iran's drones and missiles were downed before reaching Israeli territory.
Reuters correspondent Lila Davies. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called on Iran, Israel, and their allies to refrain from escalation in the Middle East after sources said Israel carried out an attack on Iranian soil.
It is absolutely necessary that the region stays stable and that all sides refrain from further action.
Von der Leyen spoke in Finland on Friday near the Russian border. Israel carried out a missile strike targeting an air defense unit in its south and causing material damage. Syria's state-run news agency quoted a military statement as saying Friday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, an opposition war monitor, said the strike hit a military radar for government forces. The warplanes were seen around the time the attack on Iran happened early Friday. This is VOA News. Russia is reportedly pummeling tired Ukrainian forces with smaller attacks ahead of a springtime advance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian troops are ramping up pressure on exhausted Ukrainian forces across the front line to prepare to grab more land this spring and summer. With a vital U.S. aid package for Kyiv slowed down in Congress, Russia has relied on its edge in firepower and personnel to step up attacks across eastern Ukraine. Military experts predict the Russian offensive will intensify in the coming weeks as muddy fields dry up to allow armor and other heavy equipment to move off roads. Military experts say Russia doesn't need a massive ground offensive to succeed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Five Japanese auto workers on Friday narrowly escaped an attack by a suicide bomber who detonated his explosive-laden vest near their vehicle in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi. The local police chief said the van carrying the Japanese nationals was heading to an industrial area where they worked at Pakistan's Suzuki Motors when it was targeted. He said guards escorting the Japanese workers returned fire after coming under attack, and all the Japanese who were the target of the attack were safe. Kenya's military chief, General Francis Ogala, died in a helicopter crash on Thursday along with nine others. Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram reports.
They were on a helicopter which President William Ruto said crashed right after takeoff after visiting troops fighting cattle rustling. Two soldiers survived the crash and were in hospital, according to Ruto.
Our motherland has lost one of her most valiant generals. We have also lost gallant officers.
Ogola was appointed by Ruto last year to lead the military. At the time, the president accused him of involvement in a plot to overturn the 2022 presidential election results. But he said Ogola was still the most qualified person for the job.
Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram. Shoppers and workers have returned to the Sydney, Australia Mall, where 6 days earlier an assailant stabbed six people to death in an attack people believe targeted women. Westfield Bondi Junction Mall had opened Thursday for a quote-unquote community reflection day, while the shops inside the mall reopened on Friday. There was a large police and security presence with guards wearing black stab-proof vests posted on each level of the mall. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.